The rest of the country is becoming aware of what residents of a housing project in East Chicago, Indiana, have known for about a month. Their public housing project will be demolished. They have to move, and soon, because of lead in the soil outside their homes from a nearby decommissioned smelter. 29 people, including kids, have already tested for elevated levels of lead. Families want out, but it's not that easy. Community volunteer Juan Fernandez is a former resident of the West Calumet Housing Project, who's helping to provide a little help. He's here by Skype. And Juan, you're trying to get people to donate moving supplies?
Yes, me and a couple of my friends decided what's the best ways that we can help the community right now. And when you're moving, you need boxes, scissors, tape. And we thought, you know, if the community could come together and help give this to the residents and, you know, just show that we're, you know, even if it's a small giving, it's still something that, you know, the community try to help out with.
Right. But meanwhile, there are big problems as well. As you know, the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development has given the East Chicago Housing Authority about almost $2 million to help residents pay for new rentals in the city or move anywhere in the country. But it's still unclear whether they're moving expenses or security deposits. And people are quoted in the reporting today saying, I don't have that kind of money, you know, to put down first last month's security. So people are very concerned. So you're trying to allay that a little bit with at least maybe some moving expenses. Tell us about living in the projects. When did you live there?
I lived there from 95 to 99. We moved out. And, you know, it wasn't so much like a very bad, when people say a bad projects and nothing like that. It was fixed income, low income housing. My dad got laid off. So my family, we had to move there. And, you know, some people's rent range from anywhere between $500 to $10.
Well, and we're seeing pictures there, these really actually kind of nice brick, not high rises at all, maybe a couple stories high, and a lot of dirt area. And you're seeing a lot of young children. Were children playing in the dirt when you lived there?
Yeah, we used to play football in the backyard, cook out in the backyard. There was a baseball field maybe four blocks from my house. So, you know, it's a pretty tight-knit community.
Yeah. Well, the New York Times quotes the acting head of the regional EPA there in the Indiana area saying there have been public notices about the soil for a decade. But it's only been since May that they saw these alarming test results. And that's why the mayor took action a month ago and said, everybody out, we're demolishing it. But did you ever hear about lead in the dirt or see notices?
You know, I didn't see that. So if someone knew about that, then I knew definitely my dad would not have allowed his family to move into a contaminated area.
Well, meanwhile, we understand you have friends there, one who has five kids. Tell me what they're going through.
You know, she's a single mother, so it's more or less, you know, she's on her own. So, you know, they're telling people they have to move, but some of these people really don't have the resources to help them move. You hear stories like this and it's devastating.
So you're hoping that even just to help a little bit with tape and scissors and things. But we're struck by the fact that this was a month ago where the mayor said, you know, everybody out. And it's just now becoming a national story. Are you surprised?
You know what? I am definitely surprised. We've been trying to contact different media and, you know, just to bring the attention to it for we could get more people to help out, because it's going to take more than the elected officials and organizers. It's going to take a lot of people to help this situation.
Community volunteer Juan Fernandez, a former resident of the West Calumet Housing Project there in East Chicago, who's trying to help the people now having to move because of lead poisoning in their soil. Juan, thank you. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.